This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Rebuilding calm after a heated disagreement. A step-by-step process for regaining emotional control when conflict has left you shaken. In short, emotional control after a heated disagreement is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about creating enough space between the heat and your response to choose what happens next. Your nervous system needs a deliberate reset before any productive repair can begin. The words you say in the first hour after conflict can undo years of built trust. A clear, ordered process gives you something to do instead of something to regret. Definition: emotional control after a heated disagreement is the deliberate practice of regulating your internal state once conflict has escalated, so that you can think clearly, respond with intention, and begin the work of repair without causing further damage. You said the wrong thing. You know it the moment the words leave your mouth. The room shifts. The other person's face closes. And now the argument is no longer about the original issue. It is about what you just did. I have been in that moment more times than I care to admit. Emotional control after a disagreement sounds straightforward until you are standing in the wreckage of a conversation that went wrong in under 3 minutes. Your chest is tight. Your thinking is fast and shallow. You want to defend yourself, and part of you still wants to win. None of that helps. The hard truth is that what you do in the hour after a heated exchange matters more than most people realize. This article gives you a real, ordered process for rebuilding calm when conflict has taken your footing, so you can respond with strength instead of reaction, and repair what needs repairing with clear intention. Why emotional recovery is harder than it looks. Conflict leaves a residue. Even after the raised voices stop, your body is still in the argument. Your heart rate is elevated. Your muscles are tighter than you notice. Your thinking keeps looping back over what was said, rehearsing better versions of your own responses or building a case against the other person. This is not weakness. This is biology. Understanding what the amygdala hijack does to your thinking and your team in high-pressure moments explains why intelligent, reasonable people say things they later deeply regret. Your stress response does not wait for permission. It fires faster than your rational mind can intercept it. The difficulty is that you feel calmer than you are. 10 minutes after the argument, you think you have recovered. You have not. Your nervous system is still running hot, and the words you say from that place will carry the heat whether you intend them to or not. Rebuilding true calm takes longer than it feels like it should, and it requires deliberate action, not just time. What needs to be true before the process begins? One thing has to be in place before any of these steps will work. You need to have physically separated from the other person. This is not avoidance. It is not surrender. It is the basic precondition for any recovery of composure. You cannot regulate your internal state while you're still in the triggering environment, especially if the other person is still present and activated. Proximity extends the stress response. Distance begins to end it. If leaving the room is not possible, even turning away and focusing on something neutral for several minutes can create enough separation. But where you can remove yourself fully, do it. Tell the other person clearly, "I need a few minutes. I will come back to this." That sentence is direct, respectful, and buys you the space you need. It is not weakness. It is preparation. The six-step process for rebuilding calm. Step 1. Stop replaying the argument. The first thing your mind wants to do after a heated exchange is replay it. You go back over every moment, assigning blame, sharpening your arguments, cataloguing their failures. This feels productive. It is not. Replaying an argument while your body is still in a stress response does not lead to insight. It leads to deeper entrenchment and higher emotional flooding. Every replay adds fuel. You need to interrupt this loop deliberately, not wait for it to exhaust itself. When you notice you're back in the argument inside your head, say to yourself plainly, "Not now, later." That simple redirect is more powerful than it sounds. Step 2. Reset your physiology first. Before you touch the emotional content of what happened, your body needs a physical reset. This is not optional. You cannot think your way to calm while your nervous system is still in emergency mode. The most reliable method I know is slow diaphragmatic breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 2. Exhale for 6. Do this for 4 or 5 minutes without interruption. It is not a trick. It directly activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the physical mechanism for returning to baseline. You can also walk, drink water slowly, or stand outside for a few minutes. Movement helps. Sitting rigidly in a chair and trying to think yourself calm almost never works. Step 3. Name what you are actually feeling. Once your body has started to settle, name the emotion accurately. Not the story around it, not who caused it, just what you feel. This step matters because most people in conflict are feeling something more specific and more vulnerable than anger. Anger is almost always a secondary emotion. Under it, there is usually hurt, fear, embarrassment, or a sense that something important to them was dismissed. Until you name the real feeling, you will keep communicating from the defensive surface rather than from the honest ground underneath. Try this privately, in writing, if it helps. I felt dismissed when or what hurt was you are not preparing speech for the other person. You are getting clear with yourself first. That clarity is what gives you something worth saying later. Step 4. Identify what you actually want. This is the step that separates people who repair conflict from people who just end it temporarily. Ask yourself one direct question. What do I actually want from this relationship or this situation going forward? Not what you wanted to prove in the argument. Not what you deserve. What do you genuinely want next? If the answer is that you want the relationship to remain intact, that changes how you re-engage. If the answer is that you want the issue resolved so the team can function, that changes your priorities too. Getting clear on this before you go back into the conversation prevents you from treating a repair conversation as a second round of the fight. Learning how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying the relationship starts here, with this internal question answered honestly before you open your mouth. Step 5. Prepare what you will say. Do not walk back into the conversation without a script. Not a full script. A starting point. One sentence that opens without attack or defense. Something like, I want to come back to what happened, and I want to get it right this time. Or, I said some things I am not proud of. Can we try again? You are not scripting the whole conversation. You are preparing your first move so that it does not come out wrong again under pressure. This small act of preparation is one of the most underused tools in conflict recovery. It takes 2 minutes. It dramatically changes how the conversation reopens. Write it down if you need to. Say it out loud once before you go back. Preparation is not rehearsal for performance. It is insurance against reaction. Step 6. We engage with intention, not perfection. When you go back to the other person, your goal is not a perfect conversation. Your goal is a better one. You will not resolve everything in one exchange. The heat leaves damage that takes more than one conversation to repair. What you're trying to do in this first re-engagement is establish that you're both still willing to be in the relationship or the working arrangement, and that you're capable of more than the worst of what happened earlier. Start there. If you can do that with honesty and some care, you have already done the hardest part. Knowing how to apologize in a way that actually restores trust is worth every bit of the effort it takes to get right. When the conflict happened remotely. Remote conflict is harder to recover from because the cues that help us regulate in person are absent. You cannot see the other person settle. You cannot feel the shared silence of a room coming back down. You are managing your internal state entirely alone, with a screen as the only evidence of the relationship. When a video call or message thread has gone badly, add extra time before you re-engage. Send a brief, neutral message that acknowledges the exchange without reopening it immediately. That conversation got difficult. I would like to continue it properly. Can we schedule 20 minutes tomorrow? This shows strength without capitulation. It communicates that you're taking it seriously without using written messages to process emotion in real time, which almost always creates a new problem on top of the original one. Rebuilding team synergy after conflict in distributed or changing organizations requires the same emotional groundwork, just with greater patience and less reliance on proximity to do the repair work for you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong in the recovery. The mistake. Returning to the conversation too quickly, while still emotionally activated. Why it happens. There is social pressure to resolve quickly, and waiting feels like weakness or avoidance. What to do instead? Give yourself a minimum of 20 minutes before re-engaging. Tell the other person you are coming back, then keep that commitment. The mistake, apologizing while still defending. Why it happens. The apology is genuine, but the emotional flooding means the defense comes out in the same breath. What to do instead? Separate the apology from the explanation. Say what you are sorry for first, fully and cleanly. Let that land before you add any context. You can find a structured approach in how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy. The mistake. Treating calm as the end point rather than the starting point. Why it happens. Once the acute distress passes, it feels like the problem is over. What to do instead? Calm is the precondition for repair, not the repair itself. Once you have rebuilt your composure, you sit. Have the conversation. Address the issue. Do not let the calm become a reason to avoid the work. For conversations that have broken down entirely and need a structured approach to get back on track, the recover method gives you a framework for those situations where goodwill alone is not enough. Your post-conflict emotional reset checklist. Use this before you re-engage after any heated exchange. It takes less than 5 minutes. Number 1. Have I physically separated from the other person and the immediate environment? Number 2. Have I done at least 3 to 5 minutes of slow, deliberate breathing to bring my body back to baseline? Number 3. Have I stopped replaying the argument and interrupted the loop? Number 4. Have I named the actual emotion underneath my anger, honestly and privately? Number 5. Have I identified what I genuinely want from this relationship or situation going forward? Number 6. Have I prepared one opening sentence that is neither an attack nor a defense? Number 7. Am I going back into repair, not to resume the fight? If you can answer yes to all 7, you are ready. If you cannot, give yourself more time. The conversation will wait. A damaged relationship from a second poorly managed exchange is much harder to recover from than a brief delay. For recurring team conflict with structural roots rather than emotional ones, the deal method for resolving fracturing team conflict and the bridge method for rebuilding synergy after a team breakdown give you the next layer of tools once your emotional ground is stable. The work that makes the difference. Here is what I know after decades of getting this wrong before I got it right. The argument itself is rarely the whole problem. The problem is what you do in the hour that follows. That is where trust is either protected or eroded. That is where the other person learns whether you're someone who can be honest and then return, or someone who burns and retreats. Rebuilding calm is real work. It is not passive. It requires interrupting your own instincts at the moment they feel most justified. But every time you do it well, you build something that carries forward a reputation for reliability under pressure and a relationship that has survived difficulty rather than merely avoided it. Emotional control after a conflict is how you earn the next conversation. Use it deliberately, and the ground between you and the people you work with becomes something you can build on, rather than something you're always hoping will hold. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional control after a heated argument? Emotional control after a heated argument is the ability to deliberately regulate your internal state once a conflict has escalated. It means slowing your stress response, clearing reactive thinking, and choosing how to respond rather than reacting from the heat of the moment. It is a skill you can build. How long does it take to calm down after a heated disagreement? Most people need between 20 and 45 minutes for their nervous system to return to baseline after an intense conflict. Rushing back into the conversation before the window closes almost always makes things worse. Physiological recovery takes time regardless of how reasonable you believe you are being. Why do I lose emotional control during conflict even when I know better? You lose emotional control during conflict because your stress response activates faster than your rational thinking. This is sometimes called an amygdala hijack. Your brain prioritizes survival over strategy. Knowing better is not enough without a deliberate physical and mental reset process you have practiced in advance. What is the best way to regain composure after an argument at work? The most reliable method is to physically remove yourself from the space, use low diaphragmatic breathing for several minutes, and resist the urge to replay the argument until your body has settled. Once calm, name what you felt without blame, and prepare what you genuinely want to say before re-engaging. Can emotional control after conflict be practiced and improved? Yes, emotional control after conflict is a skill, not a fixed trait. You build it through repetition, practicing breathing resets, scripting post-conflict re-engagement phrases, and reviewing your own patterns after difficult conversations. Each episode you manage well strengthens your capacity to manage the next one more quickly. Should you apologize immediately after a heated disagreement? Not always. An apology delivered while you're still flooded with emotion often comes out defensive or incomplete and can deepen the damage. It is usually better to re-establish composure first, then offer a considered apology. A thoughtful repair conversation matters far more than a fast one. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.